The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, the tables have turned.
Welcome to Trump 2E Redemption Week.
Can Jen win back her pride?
Or will a listener trump her again? Let's play Star 102.
It's been a good redemption week on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Anna is in Willoughby Hills, ready to play this round. She knows
good
how to
morning.
Play the game. You've won
good
before.
Morning.
Anna, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited.
We are very excited to have you on again. It's been a really, really fun week. Who else is in the car with you, by the way? Who's with you?
I got my 8-year-old daughter, Liliana.
All right, Liliana. Hi.
There we go. Liliana's in the car as well. All right. So it'll be a battle between Anna and Jen, which will begin in just a minute. So whenever you are ready, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room. That'll start the game.
Okay. Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Anna.
All right. One. Battle begins here in just a minute. As you know, Jen's leaving the room. Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me. She'll be keeping track of the score. Jen does not listen to or participate in this part of the game. You have won the game before. We'll see if you can do it again. That's what Redemption Week's all about. We'll see if Jen can get redemption from her loss. All right, here we go. Anna, question number one. Let's begin with this. Taylor Swift is going the extra mile to keep the details of her wedding to Travis Kelce secret. The pop star is said to be calling her friends herself to ask them to come instead of sending out kind of the usual, more traditional invites or the save the dates. My question to you, did you get an invite to the wedding? Yes or no?
Sadly, I did not.
Could you imagine that? You imagine if Anna said yes. As a matter of fact, she called me on Wednesday. You imagine getting a call from Taylor Swift? Hey, I want to see what you're doing. And do we know the date yet? Is it July? Like, I know there's rumors.
It's just rumors.
Yeah, there's rumors all over.
Rumors.
Yeah. I keep looking for a date.
There's a lot of dates.
There are so many. It's the 13th of this. It's July of that. It's an entire thing. All right. None of us got an invite. If you did, DM us. I'd like to be your plus one. Question number two.
I think that the rules are don't tell people.
It is. It probably is. An NDA, anything else. Yeah. Question number two. Midway Mall has officially been sold again. This time, it's a $15.8 million deal with an industry realty group, which plans to redevelop the property into a mixed-use residential and commercial space. Midway Mall, would you find it on the east side or would you find it on the west side?
West. I'm going to go with West.
Sure. Question number three. Nickelodeon has announced it's going to be bringing back both Paw Patrol and its spinoff series, Rubble and Crew, for two more seasons. This is exciting. So it marks the season 14 and 15 of Paw Patrol and seasons 5 and 6 for Rubble and Crew. Now, Rubble is an English bulldog that always wears which color?
Yellow.
Question number four. That was nice. Question number four. Director Matt Reeves officially confirmed the cast for The Batman Part 2. Maybe the biggest win for fans, Sebastian Stan and also Scarlett Johansson are officially in the movie. That's a big, big deal. Now, returning stars include Jeffrey Wright, also Colin Farrell, and of course, this actor that plays is the including this actor, the most recent to play the role of Batman.
Oh my gosh, I don't know who the latest Batman is.
Oh, there's the buzzer. We'll go to question number five. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is opening a brand new Paul McCartney and Wings exhibit, and that's happening this weekend. The showcase features rare items from his personal collection, including instruments, handwritten lyrics, and never-before-seen photos. We ever get word if those guitars made?
That's what I was wondering when I saw this.
I never saw anything, so we will find out together.
Sounds like they are.
So Paul McCartney is a 2-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. I need you to name anybody else, any other solo artist that is a 2-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee like Paul McCartney.
Jimmy Page.
All right, let's go with Jimmy Page from Zeppelin. All right, we'll see if you hit on that one. How many of the five did you answer correctly? We'll find that out next. And then Jen answers those same five questions right after this song. Anna is in Willoughby Hills. It is Redemption Week on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites during rounds of Trump 2-E. So Anna has won before. Jen is trying to get redemption. That's what Redemption Week is all about. So let's find out how Anna did with her five questions.
Anna got 4.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
Good job.
4 of 5.
Okay.
Jen trying to get redemption. The look on Jen's face right now.
I'm super confident about that.
Oh, she's ready to go.
I'm going to try.
All right.
4 is pretty good.
4 is really good. Really, really well done. All right, we're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. We're going to start with Taylor Swift going the extra mile to keep the details of her wedding to Travis Kelce secret. Apparently what she's doing, she's calling her friends herself to ask them to come instead of sending out the more traditional save the dates. Our question to you, did you get an invite to the wedding, yes or no?
Shoot, no, I have not.
Man, neither did Anna.
Darn it.
Imagine somebody listening did.
Please call us.
Plus one. Can we be your plus one?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
No, I could not. It would be like a dream come true. It would be so cool to see that.
I don't even
that.
Have clothes to wear.
I know.
The guy would have.
We'd have to have somebody dress
we
us.
Would.
It would be a whole thing.
Is Travis calling people up?
I bet.
I want to know.
He's not allowed to call people up.
Yes, he is.
No,
well,
I think she's
doing
her and her team. Her and her team taking care of it. I'm not saying that in a negative
way. Oh, like
way.
Calling his people.
I just think that she's.
I see.
Yeah.
Right,
I think she's probably.
I don't know. I think she's calling her people. He's calling.
He's
his.
Calling his. You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Hey, Trav, 216-343-1021. Question number two, Midway Mall has officially been sold again. This time, it's a $15.8 million deal with Industrial Realty Group, which plans to redevelop the area into a mixed-use residential and commercial space. Midway Mall, where would you find that? Is it on the east side or is that on the west side?
West.
It is on the west side. Question number three, Nickelodeon has announced it's going to bring back both Paw Patrol and its spinoff series, Rubble and Crew, for two more seasons each. So this marks season 14 and 15 for Paw Patrol and seasons 5 and 6 for Rubble and Crew. Rubble is an English bulldog that always wears which color?
Ooh, I think he's green.
Anna, what color is does he always wear?
Yellow!
Question number...
That was my next guess.
I should have just waited.
It really wasn't.
I don't know. Question number four. Director Matt Reeves officially confirmed
Who?
The cast. Matt Reeves officially confirmed the cast for The Batman Part 2. Maybe the biggest win for fans. Scarlett Johansson officially going to be in the movie. Returning stars includes Jeffrey Wright. You also have Colin Farrell. And, of course, this actor, the most recent to play the role of Batman.
Robert Pattinson.
It is Robert Pattinson. Oh, going to question number five. Where are we at, Stevie?
Jen, you got to get this one to tie it up.
Fun. And then it would be a tiebreaker. How
we've had 85 tiebreakers this week.
We have.
So we'll see what happens.
We have.
Redemption Week. It's what happens.
That's the new tagline.
I don't like it.
Redemption Week. That's what happens.
No, I like that. I just don't like the tiebreaker.
Oh, that's a good call. All right. Question number five. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is opening a brand new Paul McCartney and Wings exhibit that's happening this weekend. So the showcase features rare items from his personal collection, including instruments, handwritten lyrics, and never-before-seen photos. Now, Paul McCartney is a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. I need you to name another one.
Wait.
Okay.
What? Another one what? Another two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee?
That's what I would allude to. Paul McCartney is a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. I need you to name another. I'll say it again. Another solo artist that is also a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee like Paul McCartney.
Sure. Phil Collins. Want to get in this year and then he was in for Genesis before?
Absolutely. There's an entire laundry list. Actually, it was like 2025, something like that names. Stevie Nicks, Dave Grohl, John Lennon, the list goes on and on. So where are we at right now?
We're tied at four.
I do.
Oh, my gosh. It's just tiebreaker time.
Mm-hmm.
The 30th of this week.
It
I'm going to go back
like
to question number five. It's going to be closest to the actual number without going over.
Great,
I'm not sure
wait.
If you know how the game works, Jen, but here, this is how the tiebreaker
Remind
works.
Remind me.
Your pen is out.
Uh-huh.
You're ready? It's okay. I was just reminding you to get the pen out.
Got
All right,
it.
The pen is out. The timer is still involved, and Anna, you need to make sure you're giving me your answer before you hear that buzzer. Jen will do the exact same thing. We keep everything fair.
Okay.
How old is Paul McCartney?
I don't know.
Closest to that actual number without going over. Here's your timer.
Okay. I'm going to say 76.
76, Jen
Tui. Oh, I wrote down 81.
He is 83 years old.
Sorry, Anna.
Oh, so close.
So close.
Another tiebreaker.
Those are so neat.
Anna, it's always good to hear from you. Jen did get redemption, so you know what you need to say.
Jen did get redemption. I did not trump Tui today. I'm so sorry.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This week, the tables have turned.
Welcome to Trump 2E Redemption Week.
Can Jen win back her pride?
Or will a listener trump her again? Let's play Star 102.
I love that we have in studio guests for our last round of Redemption Week. Bob and also Maeve, they are in studio with us here in downtown Cleveland. How are you, Bob?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're excited to have you live in studio for Redemption Week.
This will be fun. This will be
a lot to be here.
It will be fun.
Great. So
will I get my redemption? I don't know. It was an intense 7:35 game.
It was.
Tied at 4.
Oh, yeah. Tiebreaker. It was an entire
thing. I do not
thing.
Enjoy the tiebreaker.
Yeah, he probably knows.
He probably knows.
He probably knows. All right, Bob, whenever you're ready, or Bob and Maeve, whoever wants to do it, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room because that's what starts the game.
All right, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Bob.
There we go. Producer Stevie going over to Jen's microphone as she makes her way out of the room. Obviously, Bob and Maeve staying in the studio with us to answer these five questions. All right, as you saw, she leaves the room. She goes down the hallway. This is not for her. It's for you to answer as many questions correctly as you possibly can. We're all rooting for you. Obviously, you know, there's a timer involved, so just make sure you give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. So let's get to it. First of five questions. All right, question number one. We're going to start with Journey bringing their final Frontier tour to Cleveland. Now, the show is going to be on November 12th at Rocket Arena, and tickets go on sale in about 90 minutes today at 10 a.m. Complete this song title / lyric, speaking of Journey. Don't stop blank.
Believing.
There we go. Question number two. Very well done. The search for the next James Bond is moving forward, with Amazon MGM Studios confirming the casting process has begun. What is James Bond's famous code number?
007.
All right. Question number three. You seen any James Bond movies, Stevie, ever in your life?
Never.
I'm sorry. I'd help if I turn your microphone. Never?
Never.
Have you, Bob? You watch?
I have.
Yeah. I feel like my buddy has watched every single James Bond movie. I've watched them here and there. If I feel like you're either all in or maybe not all in. I don't know. So great answer for question number two. Question number three, Cocomelon the movie has added major new voices with SZA. You have Nicholas Holt and also Sarah Sherman joining the animated feature. The big screen adaptation is set to hit theaters on February 19th, 2027. Stevie, how do they know?
They picked the date too soon.
And they know, and they'll hit it, and it'll be accurate. Mm-hmm. What vehicle song is popular in Cocomelon? What vehicle song is popular in Cocomelon?
Wheels on the Bus.
Okay, let's try that. Question number four. Tove Lo has announced her sixth album is set to drop September 18th. Ahead of the project's release, she's going to put out a new single called I'm Your Girl, right? So Tove Lo became a global breakout artist between the years 2013 and 2014 after releasing two hit songs. We need you to name either one of those hit songs.
I have no idea.
It was me that wrote it.
Yeah, it was. That's so funny. I like that we can actually see the really look from Bob on that one.
I know.
We don't normally get to see that. That was a lot of fun.
My bad.
That's great. When it happens to me, like I'll write the 7:30 questions and she writes the 8:30 questions. I can feel my face starting to turn red. You feel like a little anxiety when it's the question where you think it's tough. Yeah, I get it. Question number five. Let's try this one. Goldfish crackers are helping celebrate Pokemon's 30th anniversary. The brand dropping four limited edition collectible packs with spotlights on Bulbasaur. You have Charmander, Squirtle, and also Pikachu. What is the name of Ash's hometown in Pokemon?
In the show many years ago.
Yeah.
Do not remember the name.
Stevie getting a look again. I can see it from here. Now, we're going to see how you did with the five questions. We asked Jen those same five questions coming up next. We continue on with a round of Trump 2E on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I said with about 3 seconds left in that song, I said, Jen, there's a child in the room. Bob and also Maeve, they're here. Redemption Week continuing. Producer Steve, you kept track of the score. How'd Bob do?
Bob got three.
Oh, there you go, Bob.
Good job, Bob.
I got two. Maeve got one, I think.
There you go. Three questions correct. We will go with obviously same five questions we asked Bob just a minute ago. We begin with question number one. Journey is bringing their final Frontier tour to Cleveland. The show is November 12th at Rocket Arena, and the tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m., so just over an hour. Complete this song title slash lyric, speaking of Journey. Don't stop blank.
Believing.
Of course it's Don't Stop Believing. Look at that. Maeve's a pro now, pulling
nice.
Up the chair,
very
right?
Good.
Hanging up. That's great. We're glad you're here. Question number two, the search for the next James Bond is moving forward with Amazon MGM Studios, confirming the casting process has begun. What is James Bond's famous code number?
007.
It is 007. Question number three, Coco Melon, the movie, has added major new voices. You have SZA and Nicholas Holt and also Sarah Sherman going to be joining the animated feature. By the way, the big screen adaptation is set to hit theaters on February 19th of next year. What vehicle song is popular in Coco Melon?
What vehicle song?
What vehicle song?
It's Toot Toot Goes the Bus.
It's not Bob. I'm sorry. It's not even a song.
I don't.
Did you hear that?
It's a song now.
Yeah. It is now. Thank you, Bob.
I like that it wasn't Toot Toot Takes Manhattan or whatever she's
gonna
throw in Takes Manhattan.
I panicked.
Wheels on the bus.
That makes a lot of sense.
What was yours? Toot Toot?
Now that Toot Toot Goes the Bus, I said.
I would like that. Toot Toot Goes the Bus.
I think Wheels on the Bus is my.
That's right. Because there's wheels.
Would have been a better.
That's right.
Educated guess. Right. Really? That was a good guess.
I'm sorry. It's like when you say good guess during Dead Guy in the Envelope, but it was maybe just not the best.
Good, right?
Question number four. Tove Lo has announced her sixth album, and it's set to drop September 18th. Ahead of the project release, she's putting out a new single called I'm Your Girl, Right? Now, Tove Lo became a global breakout artist between the years 2013 and 2014 after releasing two hit songs. Just name either one.
Oh, God. What is it called? What is it? What are they?
You were close. I don't know what that was either.
I don't. There's no way you thought it was close based on that.
Toot Toot the Bus was actually closer.
No kidding.
Habits Stay High and also Talking Body.
Yeah, I know both of those songs.
Question number five. Where are we at, Stevie? I know you're keeping track of the score. I'm just running my mouth.
Bob had three. Jen has two. So you got to get this one to tie it up.
Oh, okay.
Which means if I get it, we're going to a tiebreaker. How fun, Bob.
Excellent.
I love
tiebreaker. If not, no redemption. Question number five. Goldfish crackers are helping celebrate Pokemon's 30th anniversary. The brand is dropping four limited edition collectible packs with spotlights on Bulbasaur and Charmander and Squirtle and also Pikachu. Hey, Jen.
Hey, Tim.
What is the name of Ash's hometown in Pokemon?
Oh, that is Pokerina. Pokemania.
Getting worse.
Pokemania.
I'm sorry you drove down here to hear that. Did not deserve that.
I don't know.
You're coming from you came from which part of town?
Oh, we came from Avon.
Oh, you're from Avon, yeah. So Pallet Town.
That's not even Pokemonia is not close.
I don't know. It might be a suburb of Pallet Town
that
we just don't know about.
Someone look that up and let us know.
What are the final totals, Stevie?
They did just release Poketopia. Is that what you were thinking of?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that was it.
That's what I was thinking of.
Bob, three, Jen, two.
Oh, yeah!
Bob, you did it. You trumped me, which means no redemption for me today. Good job.
Ooh, and that's the way it lands until next redemption week. She has to think about that for possibly months.
Well, technically, I think that's redemption for me because you were beating me 2-1. So now we're even.
Oh, now we're even in the game.
Look at that. See?
All right.
Bob, Maeve, it was great having you in studio. We appreciate that. Now tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
This is Bob and Maeve from Avon, and we just trumped Tui.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.